The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Gary Curtis with us. Is it Gary Curtis Funny? What's your socials, Eric? I forgot.
That's it. Yeah, at Gary Curtis Funny on everything.
So Gary had an interesting thing happen to him at the live show. He was wearing a nice silk retro Husker jacket, sucking up, I think. tell him what happened.
Yeah, man. So after the show, we were selling merch, and you know, Nick's got all this cool merch. I got hand sanitizer. Your fan's not really worried about being clean. So somebody came up to me, was like, "Hey, man, I'll buy your jacket off of you." And I was like, "Really?" And my fiance bought me the jacket, so I was like, "Let me go talk to her real fast." And so I was like, "Are you cool?" She was like, "Yeah." And he offered me
Was a thrift store buy originally?
It was from Shields on clearance, but it was
really?
From Shields.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, so I thought, because it looks retro, I thought it might have been retro.
Did he lowball you at first?
No, so it was actually somebody else.
Oh, okay.
So a different guy was like, "Hey, I'll offer you a couple hundred bucks for it." And I was like, "Well, that makes sense to me." So then my fiance was like, "Yeah, go ahead, sell it."
And then did he have cash on him?
I don't even know, because then
another
guy came up to me and was like, "Hey, I want the jacket." And he was like, "How much did he offer you?" I was like, "Well, he offered me $200. He was like, "I'll give you $500 for it."
$500?
Yeah. And I was like, "Are you serious right now?" And he was like, "Yeah." He was like, "Well, you got to get everybody to sign it." I was like, "I will have everybody in this building sign this jacket for $500. And I thought he was BSing, because he was like, "Yeah, I got to go to the ATM."
Did we sign that or not? I don't remember signing anything.
Yeah, Todd signed it for you.
Oh, that's right. That's right. He did. Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
So, but everybody else that was there,
And thankfully, I don't remember that either, Mike.
We got a good picture with the guy wearing the jacket, though, when you're in the picture, Todd.
I was there.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So sorry, I missed that part of it.
It was super cool, though, because I was like, you know, it is a nice Huskers jacket, and it has everybody's signature on it now in like a cool silver, and I was like, I think he said he was going to wear it one more time and then like frame it or something. I was like, that's a really cool piece of memorabilia from the
show. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. That was cool. And you made $500.
Yeah, that was the best part of the night.
In fact, that was probably the only piece of memorabilia from that show.
Yeah.
We didn't offer up a bunch of merch for it.
Yeah.
I was the comedians or any.
You know, or any for that matter.
Any, Because that's how we roll.
Too. Yeah. I would have sold.
We don't want there being a record of the things we do.
No. Right, exactly. Nick sold some. How many masturbating plates you sell that day?
A decent amount.
All right.
Yeah, then some butt stuff koozies.
Oh, the butt stuff koozies always sell well, right? Butt stuff koozies. A little later on, Tom Arnold and Monica Casey, they have a podcast together. Of course, comedian, actor Tom Arnold. And just a little bit here, a guy named Peter Macon.
Peter Macon. Right now.
He's calling right now.
There's a line ringing right now.
All right, he's in the new
reserved for celebrity guests of the show.
Yes, but
our people we know. Sometimes Joe calls that line, and sometimes celebrity guests call that line. Yeah.
He plays. He's calling about the new Planet of the Apes movie. Looks like he plays an orangutan here because it shows him in full makeup, and that stuff is amazing nowadays compared to the early 70s Planet of the Apes movies.
It's a completely different game.
What they do now, right.
We're waiting. He'll be here in just a minute. Talk amongst yourselves.
Well, that's what we're trying to do here.
Yeah. Generally, what we do every morning.
I know. It's really kind of the job.
My Gary Curtis is on the show with us on Friday. Yeah, Nick and Gary Curtis. Gary's here with that. I mean, Zach Peterson with us Friday. But you and Gary are doing some shows this weekend, Nick. Where are you at?
Yeah, Friday night we're doing the late show at the Funny Bone here in Omaha, and Saturday night we'll be in Lincoln at Backswing Brewing.
And then Friday night, Cameron Logsdon, Zach Peterson, and Rachel Ware on the show. And we've got Jocelyn DeBonis with us on Saturday night.
And you're closing out the Clash of the...
Yeah, tomorrow night, closing out the Clash of the Comics.
All right, have fun with that.
The Clash of the Comics. Yeah, yeah.
I got some new merch, too, for our Friday show. Yeah, I think it's really funny because I got some shirts made with my face on them.
Yeah.
Because somebody at the live show told me she wanted that. And then, but I think on the back, I put, like, my tour cities, right? Yeah. And I think it's funny because it starts with, like, New Jersey, New York, Pittsburgh, Los Angeles, and then there's just 30 Nebraska and Iowa towns.
30 of them.
So if I've been to your town, hit me up. There's a chance I got a shirt with your town name on it.
That's pretty cool. That'll be Friday night. Okay, great. Doing that New York, Pittsburgh, LA, you know.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ortiz, you want a piece of cake?
Yes, but I do not want that piece.
What's wrong with it?
I want a corner piece.
You're kidding.
I am not. Please cut me a corner piece.
Because you want a flower?
Yes. Please cut me a corner piece before someone comes.
Hey, Bordas, have some cake, man. It's good.
Thank you. I hate this party.
I love the show Orville. I turned Todd on to the show Orville.
Oh, my gosh.
King of the Making Plays, Lieutenant Commander Bordas. I didn't know who you were because the makeup, obviously, on the show, on that particular show, is crazy. Yeah. How long are you in the chair to be Bordas?
Yeah, are you drawn to roles where you are required to sit in a makeup chair for hours? How long for Commander Bordas?
Go ahead.
I'm drawn to roles where they pay me well. It was about about 4 hours. Of just, you know, sitting still and, well, no, I'd fall asleep, to be perfectly honest. And then we got it down to about 90 minutes because, you know, it's like helping the makeup artist create a sculpture the same way every day. And I learned a lot about how I could help the artist, apply the makeup, like flaring my nostrils at a certain point so that the glue would dry on my nostrils so they wouldn't have to be chasing me around, squeezing me all day, my nose.
Did they at least shoot all your scenes one day so you didn't have to keep doing that every day?
Hell no. I mean, no time to be sitting around.
Yeah.
I think the longest day I was in makeup for about 17 hours because that's just the nature of the beast. You know what I mean? They set the shots up and it's not like automatic, you know, like there's the creative license that's taking place. So, yeah, like sometimes there would be side effects. The side effect is you're sitting around the makeup. But, you know, I enjoyed it. And I really, it was just fun to just inhabit someone else's, you know, skin.
Now, I know all this stuff's going on. We had COVID. We had the strike. Please tell us there's another season of Orville somewhere down the road.
Goodness gracious, I hope so. You know, I know that Seth really enjoyed making the series, and it's still part of, you know, his brain.
Right.
I was just chatting with him the other day, and it's very much alive, you know. I mean, it's up to him. And, you know, I know that he loved doing it. So I know that before COVID, there was a tentative deal on the table with Disney, and then COVID kind of just shut everything down. Right. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see.
How did you become part of the Seth MacFarlane world?
Yeah, because you're a voice on Family Guy, obviously.
You know, it's weird. I'd never met him. Of course, knew his work. My dad, it's funny, my dad used to watch American Dad before I was even in the Family Guy and stuff like that. And I'm just like, just couldn't, you know, understand. But then I watched it. And I'm like, I get it. It's cartoons for grown-ups. So I really appreciated his his sensibility, his comedic timing, his satirical.
Yeah,
you know, viewpoint. It's just really smart, intelligent comedy. He's a really smart, intelligent guy. And, you know, it was as simple as, you know, the email came across my desk that well, my manager said, you have to, you know, audition for this new Seth MacFarlane sci-fi project. And I had a job that was, I was supposed to go to Botswana to shoot this thing for Amazon, which, you know, in hindsight, never saw the light of day. But so I was nervous about, you know, sort of putting that job in jeopardy. But, you know, then I went in and I met him and we read and gave me one adjustment, which was really, really smart. And an adjustment is like a note. I was like, oh, try this, because I you know, the funny of Bordas lives in the fact that he doesn't know that he's funny.
And, no, you're right. That's exactly
my
right,
take
right,
was
right,
trying right. To make it funny. And he's like, no, just go ahead and say it. And, you know, I guess they looked for, they saw like 100 different people. And, you know, I was at a party and I got a text from Seth MacFarlane. And I was like, I never gave Seth MacFarlane my phone number. but, you know, welcomed me aboard. And, you know, like, and that was it. You know what I mean? Excellent. And so then he later down the road threw me a bone for the Family Guy. I played Peter's boss.
Yep.
And that's fun. So, I mean, it's, you know, done a bunch of, like, voiceover stuff and audiobooks and doing comedy. Oh, yeah.
With your pipes, man.
Yeah, voiceover is super challenging.
And, okay, but, well, speaking of challenging,
the role of Peter's boss was probably a lot less time in the makeup chair.
Yeah. Okay, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
Anyway.
Yeah. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. It looks like you're playing one of the orangutans in this. It looks like, looking at the picture, what you in full makeup. Now, that must take complete hours long to do that.
Listen, we're doing performance capture, so it's technology.
Oh.
That's where the technology has grown from. So if you look at Lord of the Rings, King Kong, all the other, like, the last three films in the franchise, that's all performance capture. And so you're basically walking around in, you know, like a leotard with, like, QR codes all over it. And there's, like, these two high-def cameras in your face, and they're recording all of the, you know, it's down to, it can record if I'm inhaling or when I exhale or the twitch muscle twisters under my eye. So it captures everything that the performer is doing. And then they spend, like, a whole year with hundreds and hundreds of animators bringing to the screen what we see.
It's
so,
saying,
you know, my job is only half of it.
Is that a similar process they make the athletes pose for the video games? Is it a similar process to that?
Yeah.
Or exactly the same?
It is, but it is a very similar process in terms of motion capturing. But, like, if you look at the difference between this film and, like, say, a video game, the cameras that they're using to record our facial expressions,
right?
And it's that more precise. I mean, they're really getting in there, and the technology is vastly improved. And I imagine, like, a lot down the road, like, video games will do that too.
Now, you've been an actor for a long time. So how's it feel to be just in a leotard with dots all over you and trying to be an actor and trying to encapsulate what the character's about? You know, that must be tough.
Well, listen, most of my career has been on the stage, I would say, for the first 25 years or so of being an actor. I was a theater actor. And so, you know, like, those basic principles of talking and listening with an audience, you don't get to go back when you're on stage to look at the playback, right? So, and with Apes, you know, we are in the bush in Australia shooting with, like, the equipment on, and you can go back and you could look at the playback, but what you're going to see is an orangutan. You're going to see the actor in, like, this get-up, right? So you just got to throw all of that away. And it was actually liberating because I couldn't worry about my own vanity in the sense of, you know, do I look good from this angle or how is this all working?
Yeah, that's true.
So you just had to be, so it just kind of brought me back to the theater of just being and just forgetting about all of the equipment that we're wearing and just talking to my castmates. And that is what the technology is capturing. You know what I mean? So it was kind of a blessing.
Getting great reviews, too. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes coming out. That's Peter Macon there. He's also aboard us on Old World of Love and Family Guy. Thanks, Peter. Appreciate all your work, and we love your stuff, man.
I appreciate you.
Continuing success, man. Take care. All right. That guy, I know you guys didn't probably watch it. Todd and I watched the Orville, but that was his voice. That voice is freaking amazing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Man. Yeah, I instantly recognize him as Peter's boss.
I did too.
That voice is but very recognizable.
Yeah, you didn't see the Orville.
I don't remember him in Shameless. Said he had a recurring role.
He was in Shameless. It was in one of the Carl had gotten older and was dating a girl, and he was the dad. He was the girl's dad.
Okay.
And he's a cop. And then in the next season, he ends up being the cop who helps Carl get on the Chicago Police Force.
Oh, I remember him. Yeah, remember him.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't recognize him without a bunch of makeup on.
Yeah. That was one of the few roles he has where he didn't.
Puts us a kind of memory of a guy that doesn't smoke weed.
I looked it up. I had Shameless was listed in his bio when I got the pitch, and I go, oh, who's that guy? So I look it up. I had to jog my memory on who he was.
That makes me feel better.
Yeah. Yeah, because it'd been 4 or 5 years since we watched Shameless. So.
Yeah, Shameless is a great show.
Thankfully, the internet is full of memory joggers.
Yes.
Well, most of those shows like that have their own like little mini wiki site where you know you can go Shameless Wiki, God, and it'll tell you all about the character and their backstory and all this stuff and who played them, and it'll
go episode by episode.
Yep. You can find out a lot
People
of stuff.
Those fans, they get free time, don't they?
They really do. They really do.
And those kind of shows and the internet count on it.
There's two or three Todd and Tyler fan sites. Imagine that.
On Shameless was like, what, 11, 12 seasons? I mean, there's a lot of history in that show.
Yeah, I think it was 11 full seasons, I believe, right? Yeah. So I think about that. They don't wear makeup anymore for this kind. They don't put the ape costumes on.
The Wahlberg one. What a relief.
Don't have to.
The Wahlberg one still had costumes.
That must have been the last one.
That's like 2000, though, yeah. The Wahlberg one.
Now it's all motion capture stuff.
Yeah. That's wild, man. Yeah.
Because I think we talked to Andy Serkis when one of these came out too, because he's like the king of that stuff.
Yeah,
you know, Lord of the Rings and this
guy looks more familiar now that I'm seeing him, because obviously in Orville he's an alien, so he's got these big bone heads.
He's got a big bunch of ridges on his head.
Exactly right.
He's Worf.
Worf, but
he's their Worf
on this planet. On this planet, his home planet, it's just all dudes, and they have babies together. They have babies together. Yeah, yeah. There you go, Puss. No vaginas, though, but they got babies for some reason. I guess they have butt babies.
You would be in demand there.
I'm guessing they have butt babies.
No, we're not that planet. If someone was born female, did they convert them or kill them?
I think they changed them.
Okay.
I forget that storyline. Yeah,
this doesn't seem very realistic.
Because I think Mortis
People
was
are going to be pissed about that.
I think he was born.
No, they had a kid.
Oh, that
kid on that show that was a girl they were hiding it. I forget the.
That's right. They had a baby girl and they had to hide her. Otherwise, they were going to dispose of her.
Yeah, the Maggots won't like Orville because Seth MacFarlane is completely moving into the future and everything's good.
Oh, it's very progressive because it's based in the future.
Yeah. Surprising.
Hopefully, this is the last time you hear this ad, because with Chime Checking Account, features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe and getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit, you can probably treat yourself to an ad-free upgrade to spend more time listening to your favorite podcasts. Or at least grab yourself an extra morning latte this month. Join millions of Chime members who work on their financial progress with fee-free overdraft and no monthly fees. When you find new ways to save, you can reach your financial goals easier and still have the occasional treat. Take more control of your finances and say goodbye to monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. That's chime.com/goals24. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.